Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 222 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 25th of May 2025. That was A Quick Step from Peter Wood's band Da Fustra, and the tune was called Tangerine, and it sets us up for our theme today, the letter Q. The 17th letter of the alphabet, Q, probably originated in Egyptian hieroglyphics, and then through Greek, Etruscan and Latin, it evolved and was mainly superseded by C, K and G, except when followed by a W sound. As an aside, between 1928 and 2013, the use of letter Q, as well as X and W, was banned from official government documents, including street signs, in Turkey, as those letters are part of the Kurdish alphabet, not Turkish. We will start our dance with a two-couple reel from RSCDS Book 4, called Queen's Welcome. Clearly a dance to practice unusual techniques. Ones and twos dance right hand across in 3 bars and come back left hand 1 1/4 in 5 bars to finish with ones on men's side, twos opposite them. Ones lead down the middle and back to the men's side, but swap so that first lady is on first man's left. Full standard rights and lefts. Then ones and twos set to partners twice and turn with both hands either just under or over once round to finish with twos at the top and ones in second place. The recording is by Neil Barron and his band, and I think 6 times will probably be enough. Thank you. tune for Queen's Welcome is Loch Earn by Nathaniel Gow. And the other tunes, The Wattleite, Sir Reginald MacDonald and The Piper's Glass, are all traditional. Neil Barron recorded an LP and cassette in 1985 and then the CD in 2003. The Queen's Ferry Crossing, a 4x32 bar jig, was devised by Moira Stephen in 2016 to depict a visit in 2011 by the deviser and other members of Queen's Ferry Parish Church to their partner church in Chogoria, Kenya. The title was chosen to highlight the connection between dancers in South Queen's Ferry and Dunfermline. The dance was published in the Dunfermline 90th Anniversary book, and Frank Thompson and his band recorded the CD. Thompson played Up in the Morning Early by Neil Gow, Dalrymple Jig by Sir Jimmy Shand, and Alex Little MC by Max Houliston for the Queen's Ferry Crossing. Our next cue is The Quaker's Daughter, a three-couple strathspey by Roy Goldring for Margaret Peggy Parker of Carlisle and Borders Branch for a special birthday. Ones and twos set, ones cast as twos cross up. Ones and threes set and dance half right hand across. The corners and then the threes change back right hand and all set advancing for a three couple allemande and end with a circle. The dance is included in the book A Reel for Alice, and the CD Full Circle was recorded in 2017 by Ian Robertson and Muriel Johnston. Thank you. tune for the Quaker's Daughter is the traditional Mr. Garden of Troops Strass Bay, and the other two tunes were by Muriel Johnston, Helen McKinnon Frame and Mariana's Strass Bay. Now a five-couple reel by John Morris from his Valin Collection 1. The Quarry Bank Weavers is 40 bars in a longwise set. Ones and threes are dancing couples. The fours dance a lot of the time, but very trivial stuff like four-bar slow turns and do-si-do. There are no major formations in the dance, so it could work well. This is another track from Neil Barron and his band. Barron's band played Alex Smith's Reel by Neil Barron, Dance the Baby by Andrew Rankin, The Kettle Drum and Calton Hall by Sir Jimmy Shand for the 5x40 reel The Quarry Bank Weavers. We have a Q medley, Quince Jelly by Sheila Trafford, published in the Newcastle 70th book. There are two chords for ones and fours to cross over. The dance should be danced twice in Strass Bay and twice in reel. But unfortunately, the recording by Ian MacPhail is for alternating. All should be forgiven, as the book and CD came out during the COVID period, and so final checking would have been harder than usual. ¶¶ played four of his own tunes for Quince Jelly: Sheila Trafford's Strathspey of Morpeth, Emily's Reel, Sandra Wallace's Strathspey, and Miss Elizabeth Purcell's favourite. The best-known cue dance is Quarry's Jig, devised by Kent Smith for David and Avril Quarry when they were in Chicago, and it was selected for Book 36. So we will stay with Ian MacPhail, or rather go back in time with him to 2002, when he re-recorded for the RSCDS on CD. are seven tunes, and the first two are by Charles Sharp, Mrs. Muir Mackenzie's favourite and Mrs. Muir Mackenzie's delight, which sent me looking up who Mrs. Muir Mackenzie and Charles Sharp were. Charles Sharp, born in 1750, was from Hodham, Dumfriesshire, and Muir Mackenzie became first Baronet of Delvine in Perthshire, near Neil Gow's home in Dunkeld, in November 1805. His wife, Jane, was from Claremont, County Fife. The connection will be Neil Gow, as the tunes appear in his collection, but I didn't delve any further. The other tunes were all traditional. Miss Mackenzie's Farewell, Miss Margaret Brown's Favourite, Jeanie's Blue Een, Miss Chalmers, and Mrs. Ross. Our next dance is another from the Dunfermline 90th book, Queen Margaret's Crown, a square set, 1x96 bar reel, by Fi Hewitt. Frank Thompson and his band recorded the CD, and includes Dandy Dancer Billy's favourite tune. Mrs. Douglas of Ednam, Scunnard, and Dunaskin Glen by Ian T. Muir. For our 8 times through Strathbay, there was a couple of options, but only one with a recording, and that is The Quaish, devised by John Drury in 1967 and dedicated to Miss Jean Milligan to illustrate her connection with the RSCDS, beginning with Petronella, first dance in Book 1, up to his new progression, The Rondelle, which Miss Milligan named, and appeared officially in Book 23. This recording is by Hanneke Castle and Dave Weasler. Thank you. Annika Castle and Dave Weisler played Lady Marie Parker by Neil Gow, then Bella Drumhouse, Laird and McIntosh, and The Waking of the Fold. Another John Drury dance is the five-couple quincentenary jig, devised in 1994 to mark 500 years since the foundation of the University of Aberdeen by Bishop Elphinstone. Gordon Shand included this on Dancing Forth, the 1997 CD for 15 John Drury dances. Shand and his band in 1997 played The Phrases of Oban by Drummond Cook, Fiona's Dance Diaries by Ian Crichton, The Stroopy Bray by Ian Duncan, Dave Ford's Jig by Gordon Patello, and Cunningsborough Lassies by Jimmy Strachan for the quincentenary jig. The Quintet Gathering had me googling again, finding that a quintet is a parry in fencing. It also had some other meanings, but I then found that the Bay of Quintet is on the northern shore of Lake Ontario, just west of the head of the St. Lawrence River. As the dance originates in Canada, devised by Craig Williams in 2003, and is included on the CD Coast to Coast with Scotch Mist, that seems pretty conclusive. Put away your épée. This dance is an 8x32 bar reel and includes a cornetage. Scotch Mist played Tribute to Bill Wood by Stan Hamilton, The New High Level by Robert Winham, and then Roxburgh Castle and Kirk's Hornpipe, both traditional. Our last Strass Bay is by John Bowie Dixon, The Quern, for three couples in a three-couple set. It has a similar sort of reel movement to the much more recent Orchards of County Armagh. The recording is from Sandy Nixon's band on the Luckenbooth brooch. Sandy Nixon played Katie Beardy, The Braes of Mar by John Coutts, and The Duke of Gordon by William Marshall for The Quern. Our last dance is a reel, The Queen's View, which is an outlook on the north bank of the River Tummel near Pitlochry, visited by Queen Victoria in 1866. Ones and twos dance a half double figure of eight, and then ones turn through the twos. Inveran reels, then repeat the first eight bars, but with ones turning a bit further to finish for double triangles. The dance was written by Bill Forbes and published in Craigievar Book 3, and this recording is by Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band. Thank you. Glenn Craig played Jim Tweedy's Sea Legs by J. McGee, then three hornpipes, Miss Gayton's, Kerr's Hornpipe No. 1 and Kerr's Hornpipe No. 2 for the Queen's View. We will end as we began with a quick step from Ewan and Graham Cairns on Banjolodian Breakdown. Not sure how many of the tunes you will get, but they are April in Portugal, Bring Me Sunshine, and When You're Smiling. Listening. Hope you've enjoyed the last hour and join me again next week. Bye!